This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. It's great to be here with you. Got an hour left here, and then I'll jam over into the next room, grab a slice of delicious round table pizza, fresh, piping hot, fresh pizza, and sit in. We'll do another hour of Padres talk, and looking forward to that. I think Annie's going to host today. Sammy Levitt's going to be filling in. Me, Elo, Elston, Annie, and Sammy. It's a good crew, man.
If
it
was solid.
It makes the round table a little bit more bearable. I was really tired when I got in this morning. I feel great now. I feel like I'm
just flying.
A lot of energy.
My
It's 3 hours down already, Paulie. And I feel like it's been a good, fun show. We've laughed a lot. And we've been up to our antics again, Paul. It's weird. When Ben must dread going out of town because he knows there's going to be like a prank call or something's going to happen.
You called me yesterday afternoon. How can we? What can we do?
What can we do? So and, we did something.
We did something yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry. It's the long tease.
It's a long tease. You are going to have to tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to find it out.
We will tell you exactly. Well, we have to spare probably a little bit of details.
Right now, 100%.
Yeah, but we got something for Benny.
I texted him just now. Benny, just remember we love you. I actually can't wait for this.
He is going to be... I have no idea how he's going to react.
I don't either. I thought to myself yesterday, Paulie, he could be livid, legitimately mad, and hurt.
It was bold.
It was a bold, bold decision by Paulie and myself. And I showed my wife, and she was, I'll say this, she was taken aback.
So was
yours.
Megan got home from work yesterday.
You showed her?
I go, so Woods and I did something today.
Yeah, we did something bad.
For Ben.
Yeah.
And I showed her, and she goes, oh,
yeah.
My. She said, what is wrong with you?
Hannah, like, clutched her perfect chest. And I said, yep. That's happening. So I just texted Benny. Benny, just remember we love you. He has not responded yet. So he's probably on his way up to L.A. right now. So you guys will have to tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. where we will get to the bottom of what we did. For now.
Let's move on before we get in trouble.
Rhino report.
And get things started here with our... edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Still hasn't responded. No, we'll see.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, well.
All right. Let's get started here. College football, yeah, the tease was, how did you phrase it? Let me show you how to beat you.
How to beat you.
So it was a do this story on Monday for us.
Thomas Hammack,
yep. The head coach for
Northern
Illinois University, yep. Took down Notre Dame over the weekend. We played the video of his post-game interview.
Four touchdown favorites. Four.
It's a rough one for you guys.
Yeah, it was.
And we played the audio. I mean, he was so
emotional.
It was
beautiful,
and
it was
powerful.
It's what sports is all about.
And we said,
at
you know
my
what?
Expense.
I am a huge fan of this guy. And look, everybody wanted to talk to Thomas Hammack after that moment, after that win, the interview and all of that. And he went on, it was Barstool. Pardon my take. He went on with those guys yesterday, and they asked him about... his relationship with Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman. And this is, I don't think you see this very often. And I think it speaks to the character, more to the character of Thomas Hammack.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw that you offered to help out Marcus Freeman after the game. Like, was that right after the game where you said, coach, if there's anything we can do to help you guys for the rest of the season, if you want any of the stuff that we saw on tape that we took advantage of, you're happy to help him. That's I feel like that's an unusual thing for a coach to offer to an opponent that they just beat. Do you think he's going to take you up on that?
Yeah, he has taken me up on it. And we've talked on the phone a couple times and exchanged text messages. It was my first time meeting him. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for him as a head coach. I want him to do well, you know, for obvious reasons. And, you know, just because we competed don't mean we can't help each other or try to assist each other to make each other better. You know, sometimes when you become a head coach, you don't have many people you can really rely upon because nobody's going through what you're going through. And I understand, I don't understand what he's going through, but I have an idea of some of the things he's going through. And if I can help him and help him achieve the type of things he want to achieve, that's what it's about. You know, paying it forward. They're never going to play us again. So we will never be a common opponent. And, you know, I want to see him win a national championship. Yeah. He's at a program that can win a national championship.
So, yeah, I don't know how often that happens. Yeah, like you said, we're never going to play each other again.
Yeah.
I want to show him, hey, man, this is what we saw.
We saw
this. And this is what we were able to expose in kicking your ass.
Yeah, we saw you had a horrible quarterback that you paid $2 million in the transfer portal for NIL. I can't even talk. I'm so mad.
Now, we saw the character of Thomas Hammack. I believe that this was authentic.
100%.
He's such a sweet, sweet guy.
He wasn't doing it like, hey, man.
I can see other people, though, going, this is going to make me look good. Hey, buddy. Hey, little guy.
Hey, little guy. Come over here.
You want some help?
Come here, little guy.
I can see it being a little condescending.
Yeah.
From somebody else.
But I loved it. I do love it. It is a good, and clearly Marcus Freeman needs all the help that he can get. So, thanks for bringing that up, Paulie.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you.
Give me one second here. I'm going to get this up and running on our video stream because we got a reaction here. So, did you see what happened with Joe Buck and his bride, Michelle Beisner Buck?
I did.
She had a freak accident, injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a freak accident.
It's a freak occurrence.
She broke her ankle.
She did.
On the golf course with her husband, Joe Buck.
Correct.
And everyone, what's going on? Well, apparently, as the story goes, Joe Buck was teeing off, and his wife was standing somewhere where she could have gotten hit with a ball.
Off to the left.
And he pulled.
Do you have the audio? Or you want me to tell the story? Because
no,
I watched it.
I'm just kind of setting it up because Joe Buck, like Adam Schefter, I think, tweeted this out.
He's like another ESPN staffer
Yates
down.
Hurt himself in Mexico, separated his shoulder or something. So Joe Buck had to respond after this news broke. I'll play that for you right
now.
Now, here's Joe Buck.
The date, July 7th. The location, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. I was getting ready for the American Century Championship in Tahoe, and Michelle and I, with our kids taken care of, thought we'd go play a few holes and have some fun.
There she is, sitting in the front seat.
Yep.
Yeah, and we got to 10, and I said, why don't I hit a couple of drives off 10, and then we'll go get something to eat. Well, 10 is a little left to right hole, and Michelle has been known to do headstands during the course of our courtship and marriage,
what?
And even prior to even Joey arriving on the scene. And so she did a headstand at the end of the tee box for good luck out into my left. And at the exact moment that I was teeing off, she decided with her feet in the air to do the splits, thereby dropping her right leg a little bit to the side, right in my line of fire,
and I hit
a golf ball, TaylorMade, with little designs on it.
Why TaylorMade?
Simply the best.
Into the inside of her right ankle and shattered it.
It's a one in a billion shattered. Shot.
So that's why.
Freak accident, though.
Total freak accident. It's like,
if you were having a competition, you would never be able to do it.
Never.
This was like God or the universe just directed this ball right into my ankle bone.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. And I bet Joe Buck swings it pretty good. He's a rich guy. He is a celebrity. He's got a lot of money.
Plays a lot of golf.
Probably plays a lot of golf. Can probably pipe it pretty well. So again, she's doing a headstand or a handstand for good luck. As he's teeing off to the left, and then she just does the splits.
Like
this. And foot comes down into the line
far
of fire.
Enough. Like, had she gone straight up, straight vertical up and down headstand, she might have been okay. just far enough to be in his sights, and oh god, that had to hurt.
The thought of someone so driving a golf ball into your ankle, it's
so hard that it shatters your ankle. I mean, bro, I've hit my ankle like with a bat before or a club.
I always hit mine
with a
putter.
You just kind of graze it, and it hurts. It hurts like a son of a...
You ever been hit with a ball playing on the course? Remember, I got smoked by a ball one time. Somebody hit it over a hill. It was on a bounce, though, but it hit me pretty good.
No, I don't think I have.
My dad got hit in the neck one time walking off the green. Walking off the green. And a ball... Pauly, I was right there. I was probably 13. And it just goes... You can hear like the, and it just goes boom, side of the neck, and he didn't even drop to his knees.
God.
And he looked, he's like, hey! And I'm 13. I never heard my dad get that upset. I still don't think he cursed. And the guys were like, dude, we're so sorry. And he like a big old welt right on the side of his neck. Could have killed him. Could have absolutely killed him. If you're playing golf, be careful. Be careful.
Do handstands behind people.
Do handstands behind people in their line of fire. I'm glad she's okay.
Dude's just trying to cover up the fact that he was hitting the ball at her to get her to stop doing effing handstands. I think he was trying to do that.
I told you. You keep doing it.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah, it's like the William Tell. Like, hey, let's put this apple on your head and let's see if I can get it off. It's like a Jackass stunt that they were doing, basically.
100%.
Holy cow.
All right, and then to wrap things up, really a powerful story yesterday out of Nashville, Tennessee.
This is unreal.
I know exactly where this happened. I've been to Nashville once. There is a pedestrian bridge that goes across the river there, right in downtown, right outside of downtown, where the Titans Stadium, NRG or Nissan Stadium, I think, right there next to the stadium, big pedestrian bridge. And Jon Bon Jovi happened to be on that bridge filming a new video.
Yep.
I don't know if it was for that song or maybe a new song.
When I saw this story, I go, I hope he doesn't play it because it's going to make me laugh, and this is not a funny story.
No, it's not.
But every time
it's a very serious story.
I hear that, it makes me laugh every time.
It's a very serious story. Luckily, it has a very good ending, so I feel okay playing that drop. But Bon Jovi is on this bridge filming a video, and he noticed that a woman was standing on the wrong side of the railing of the bridge.
About to jump.
And we know what that means. And he walked over to her and was able to convince her not to jump.
It's Jon Bon Jovi.
He helped her back over the bridge. There was like city cameras on the bridge. I'm showing it on our live stream if you're watching. But you can just see him. He walks up and he just, you know, softly approaches. Like, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Gives her a big hug. Pulls her back over the railing, and it's just like I got emotional when I was watching it yesterday. It's unbelievable, and he saved this woman's life.
Play it again if you want.
He knew what I'm saying.
Good for him, number one. Number two, again, top five drop of all time.
He knew what I'm saying.
I don't want to play it anymore.
Corona content.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is, leaning over, saying, you know, hey, it's okay, giving her a hug. And Jon Bon Jovi, man. That's very sweet and very awesome and, you know, saved her life. That's brilliant.
You know, you want to think you would obviously try to do the same thing.
Give her a big hug.
If you were in that position, if you were in his position, but I don't know what you say to somebody.
Well, I mean, look, you obviously run the risk of them not listening, and you're right there. Of course, you take the chance, though. Of course, you go up and try to do that. But very, 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 very cool.
That was awesome.
By Jon Bon Jovi, who I've always loved. Big fan of Jon Bon Jovi, even in the even in the Corona cave. Thank you, Pauly, for that Rhino report. We have coming up next, well, a threesome.
Ooh.
Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Pauly, let's get sexy.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Yeah, it's the NFL Threesome. We do it every Thursday here on Ben and Woods. And we're going to give you the Thursday night football preview. Going to give you the most enticing game on the schedule. And if you are a gambling man or woman, the bet that we like the most. So that's kind of the new structure of the NFL Threesome. And obviously tonight's game, listen, battle of the undefeateds, Paulie.
Oh,
the 1-0 Bills against the 1-0 Dolphins. Somebody is going to leave here at 500.
Buffalo did not look good
for
a lot of their game on Sunday last week. They did rally in the second half, and the final score looked like they blew them out of the water, but they came out really slow.
And the Dolphins almost lost to the Jags. They only won 20-17. So tonight is going to be a battle of you know, listen, everyone wants to see Tua against Josh Allen, and the line right now is Dolphins are favored at home by about 2.5. I'm probably staying far away from that. I just, again, betting on the NFL is always a difficult prospect.
Especially early.
Early, you don't know what to have. I mean,
I'm trying to decide, did Miami play down or is Jacksonville good?
Is Jacksonville
better? I don't
know. Exactly. I honestly, man,
a lot of weapons on Miami.
You really need, I'd say you need about a month in the NFL to see, like, hey, how's the new offensive line holding up?
It used to be the quarter mark.
It's like probably about four games until you feel like, okay, I got a general idea of you know, the real deal and guys that are just not going to have that season. And, you know, I'm looking over the schedule this week. And, you know, for week two, Paulie, I'm looking at it going, all right, I'm not seeing any that really – I'm seeing a couple that I'm like, yeah, I'm interested to see how that goes. I think, obviously, Bengals and Chiefs is your big division rival. You are talking about Joe Burrow against Pat Mahomes. And, you know – Joe Burrow finally answered the question yesterday, and it was funny because I don't know if you saw this going around this week. I told you and Ben about it. I don't think either of you had seen it. Somebody had gotten video of Joe Burrow. He's had wrist problems, so he's massaging his wrist. Might I recommend, Joe, QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN. He's massaging his wrist. They're cutting to him all the time, and every time they cut to him, he's like kind of rubbing his wrist. His wrist is killing him. Can't pick up a Gatorade bottle to, like, drink it. It's too heavy for him. I've been there. When my wrists were hurt, you guys know, I couldn't do anything. If I banged it on a table, I was done. This is an NFL quarterback who also did not have a good game. Bengals are 0-1 right now. So they asked him about it yesterday. He goes, oh, no, I haven't seen that going around. Everything's fine. So, I mean, that's what they're going to tell you. So I don't know how to. I'm assuming that the Chiefs are going to roll because they looked really, really good. But that's my most entertaining game of the week. What about yours?
I think mine's actually tonight's
game.
Tonight's
a good one. Yeah. It's a real good one. Can't go wrong.
I think those are going to be – it's going to be an even matched teams.
Yeah.
I think – maybe I'm just bitter because Cincinnati ruined my survivor pool along with
and
everybody
Ben's
else.
And Michaels and Adams.
But they look terrible.
Terrible.
I think Kansas City's going to roll them this weekend.
Yeah.
Kansas City, extra rest already. They played on Thursday night last week. And so they're going to be well-rested at home against a team that did not look good at all, getting beat by the Patriots for the Bengals. So I think that's going to be a bit of a blowout. And I was looking at all the other matchups on Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I'll have Red Zone on, and they'll go to all the different games. But there's not a lot of enticing matchups. New York, Tennessee, Seattle, New England, the Giants and Commanders.
I mean, that is just a
Chargers, Panthers. Like, it's not a great week of games.
In week
early
two,
on,
by the way, yeah,
in week two.
In week two, the one I like, I really enjoy watching the Detroit Lions play football. I just do. I like them a lot. They're fun.
Now I'm surprised by this line.
I am too. And I looked at this, and Baker Mayfield had a really, really good game. And
it's in Detroit,
Tampa Bay's going on the road, and they're getting 7.5 points. So I'm looking at that, going, all right, I'll take Baker Mayfield.
That is easily the biggest spread of the weekend.
Yeah, I'll take that 7.5 points, and that's the one I would
Tampa
actually
Bay
put money
plus
on.
The 7.5.
Yeah, Tampa Bay plus the 7.5. As much as I love Goff and as much as I love what the Lions are capable of offensively, I think Baker can hang in and give him a touchdown and you know, half a point. I like that bet. And I'm kind of with you on the Chiefs.
That's my best bet.
Minus five and a half feels like a no-brainer.
That's a touchdown. That is touchdown difference, and you're golden. I think at home, extra rest, bad team, bad opponent. Give me that all day.
The question is moot, puts in the chat. Anyone know what Mayfield's quarterback rating was this week? Actually, we do, based on that call we got. I got two numbers for you, 49 and 149. You're going to figure it out.
I can't do this.
I'm not doing this.
Oh,
number one,
Christ.
Number one, Deshaun Watson's quarterback rating. Number two, Baker Mayfield's quarterback rating. Okay. Yeah, 149 or 142.
Christ.
SoCal Yeti said this week for sports betting, the NFL is going to be tough. Hey, let me tell you something. The NFL is always tough. It is always, always tough to bet.
I find college football tougher to bet.
Oh, I find college football a delight.
When you have like these 31-point spreads, at least, you know, in the first couple of weeks, that's so many points. And these, the good schools, the top 10 schools that are playing these low-level teams, they get, you know, 29-point favorites and all that. They do cover, but those are terrifying to pick.
Take the Aztecs under.
Yeah.
And bet against Notre Dame. And that will make yourself some cash. Aztecs under for me has hit 40 times. I mean, it is like, honestly, because for some reason, I mean, they were heavily favored in the last game. No, they weren't. They were slight dogs in the last game. Didn't score a point. So the under for the Aztecs hits a lot. And the NFL for me has just always, I've never been good at it. I've never, ever been good at the NFL. And I don't enjoy betting the NFL. I love betting college football and baseball. But
all right. San Diego State at Cal, Saturday night, 7:30 on ESPN.
What's the line?
The line is Cal minus 18.5, and the over-under is 47.5.
Danny O'Neill may not play. So their backup options I'm really unfamiliar with to this point. So, yeah, I think Cal
minus 18.5. 2-0 in the ACC.
2-0, playing well. But, yeah, that's our NFL threesome. So tonight we'll have some coverage of the game for you. Tomorrow we'll talk about.
Yeah, Padres tonight.
No Padres tonight.
Good
football game to watch. Give us a little something to do. All right, we'll come back next. We'll wrap it up. I don't know if Sammy Levitt's in the building yet. He might be. If not, we will wrap it up and get you ready for the roundtable here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Final segment of Ben and Woods today. Been a fun show. Miss you, Benny, if you're listening. We love you, and we're sorry in advance. Just remember that. Tune in at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Got a roundtable coming up in about 24 minutes, and so stay tuned right here on 97.3 The Fan. Going to be doing 1 hour of Padres talk. No commercials. Paulie, I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in the morning. And I'll tell you that right now. I'm not quite sure what it's
going
to look
What's
like.
What's going on? What do you
do? Do we have traffic at all? No?
We do.
All right, go to traffic and I'll tell you.
So what's going on? We got no Padres game tonight.
No game tonight.
You got a little Thursday night football, but there, you know, no high stress Padres game to keep you up tonight.
So. No. I will be attending a gala this evening. And it's the first gala I've been to in quite a while. And normally when I get invited to galas, especially midweek-ish, I would typically always say, no, I can't make it. But I got a DM a couple of weeks ago. I haven't even talked about this yet because I'm very nervous. But I got a DM from Sheil Seidler, the widow of our beloved owner, Peter Seidler. And she invited me, wanted to know my email address, and wanted to invite me to the Lucky Duck Foundation's showcase soiree. And I said, of course. I mean, if Sheil Seidler asked me to do something, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
That's an easy yes.
My heart like fluttered a little bit, and I said, okay, great, I'm in.
So and black suit, black tie,
well,
what are we doing?
So it's one of the myriad of things I'm nervous about, okay, is the dress code. And let's decipher this together.
Like, you can't dress like Peter would dress.
No.
Peter could dress like that because, well, he's Peter Seidler.
Right.
He can wear a 4X sweater.
Correct. And, like, jogging pants.
Yeah.
And whatever. He's eccentric. That's what he does.
Everyone expects it.
So the dress code for tonight's gala, Paulie, is let's keep it effortlessly stylish. Well, I don't have that.
What does that mean?
It says think smart casual. Jeans, slacks, polos, dress shirts, skirts, or dresses are all perfectly appropriate. Kindly avoid tank tops. Damn it. shorts, flip-flops, and athleisure wear, which I'm wearing currently, to keep the evening polished. So I said...
No baggy tank top and joggers tonight?
So I said to Hannah, I said, so suit, no tie. She goes, no, you're not wearing a suit, no tie. Just wear, like, nice pants and a button-down shirt. I go, okay, I can do that. So I guess that's... But then I feel like I'm going to walk in... And everyone, it's in Del Mar, it's fancy. Everyone's going to be in a suit. I think
you go suit, no tie.
That's what I said. She said no. So I'd rather be back.
Keep in mind, I'm an idiot when it comes to dress codes. Anytime it's there's a wedding or an event, and I read the, it's like, you know, summer business casual. And I go, what the F does that
mean? I don't know
mean?
What that means. So I'm obviously not great. Like I'm nervous, obviously. This is a bit outside of my comfort zone and B, my circle, right? And so,
Lucky Duck Foundation, are they raising money?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a showcase?
There's a dinner, and there's Sammy.
Hi, Sammy. There's a dinner, there's appetizers, cocktails, things like that. So, number one, you don't want to overdrink when you go there. If you have any at all, you want to just make sure you keep it at one.
I mean, nobody should, but especially the guest of Sheil Seidler, I would say don't do that.
So I'm very nervous about that. Hobnobbing with the rich and famous is not, I'm not great at it. I'm not great at it. So that, then it came down to, but I'm so honored, number one. I want to get that, you know, out there. I was absolutely blown away. And when I told my wife, I said, we are absolutely going, 100% going. Because of the honor, and I'm very, very honored to be asked. And then I looked at what they're auctioning off tonight, and I said, oh, well, they know I'm in radio. They know I don't make a ton of dough. Hannah does pretty well. We did pretty well together, but they didn't. You always want to invite rich peoples to your gala. Sammy Levitt joins us on the program as well.
What are we discussing?
I'm going to a gala tonight. I was invited by Sheil Seidler,
wow,
the Lucky Duck Foundation. So I'm like very honored to go, but I'm also like I'm nervous because I get nervous really about everything. But so I'm looking at some of the things that they were going to auction off at the event. Now they didn't call me there like, hey, we got to get the rich guy here. Like my father-in-law, he gets invited to every gala. He probably turns down four galas a day because they want a guy there that has some scratch, right?
But as a guest, you feel obligated
100%
to spend some money. That's why you're there. It's a fundraiser.
She gave us tickets, so we are going as her guests. And I don't want to walk in. I'm not, you know, I won't mention him because he's on a golf vacation right now. But I'm not going to go in there and just eat, drink. Yeah, and just take advantage of everything for free. Just eating all the free appetizers. So you feel like you're going to have to spend some money. So I was like, okay, well, let me check out and see what they're offering to things to bid on tonight.
Right.
How about, and Paul, if there's anything that jumps off the page, you know, your birthday is coming up, let me know.
Yeah, we spent some time this morning.
We did.
You have no idea what to get me. I can get down with this.
Some of these things. All right. Well, how about a Rolex Submariner watch? Starting bid is.
I have a nice Apple Watch, but I think a Rolex.
Starting bid
that.
is $9,000.
Oh wow!
So that's one. Ooh, or Paulie, I could send you and Megan to the Los Cabos Beach House Vacation. $12,000.
Okay. I would take that.
Could do the Padres owner's box experience.
Don't worry, I won't like leave you stranded in the middle of a pennant race to go to Cabo.
Go on the off season, right?
Yes.
Tickets to the owner's box, $4,000. That'd be fun.
You're really looking for like the here's the four tickets to the zoo type.
That might fit more of
my budget.
Yeah.
Here's the Punta de Mita beach vacation, the 15 large for that. A trip to Las Vegas. Paul, you guys like Vegas, $7,500 here.
Nice.
The East Cape Cabo beachfront. It's only $3,000. Might be able to swing.
What's the cheapest?
So, yeah, what is the cheapest?
There's Super Sports package, $15,000. Final Four game. So they have they're going to give us the paddles. And, oh, here's a Oregon vacation house. I'm going to do $7,500 on that. They're going to give us the paddles.
Oh, so it's like a live.
It's like a live auction. So, so they may have the baskets of things that you can walk and you write your name down for $250, $300. Yeah. Like, I'm down. I want to spend some money.
I totally agree with you that this is a situation where if you can find something that's within reason for your price range, and that's not a knock on you and Hannah, but, you know, if you can find something within reason.
You don't own any sports franchises.
Correct.
Or, but if you can, this is the situation you should bid on and try to.
Yes.
Try to do your part.
Manny for says, sure. Where is the movie night package? 100%.
Every auction it's got has ever that existed has a basket with some Mike and Ike and some popcorn and a blanket.
I just snotted. But I can picture it with the bag of popcorn. The milk duds, the Mike and Ikes, and then like four free movie passes. Even that thing goes for $175. You know what I mean? If like at the auctions when you're trying to raise money. So, so I don't know. A, I don't know what to wear. B, I don't know how to act.
Well,
I don't know how much money to spend.
Well, I think the dress is pretty easy. I mean, look nice. Jacket, pants.
Right. I think jacket, no tie. You can take the jacket off if you deem it too much when you get there.
So listen, there are people that can pull off the... Ben wears it on the news every night. He can pull off black slacks and a blue jacket. Eric Grubner, huge in his wardrobe. He always has the different blazer or whatever. I've never been able to do the mismatch. So mine is, I'll be wearing a suit no tie. Hannah said no. She said no.
Why not?
It's too much.
This is going to be a really nice fundraiser.
Well, it said jeans in there. I'm not wearing jeans, obviously. But I don't want to be overdressed.
You can't wear like a pair of slacks and a shirt and a jacket?
I don't have a matching jacket. All my jackets are suit jackets.
Oh.
They don't look good with the slacks that I have. You know what I'm saying? I also don't know how to act.
Oh, that you'll be fine. Woodsy, see, I actually think that you don't give yourself enough credit. I think you are one of the more persons I know.
Say that, but it's just my personality.
Air. See, I think you're, and this is not me psychoanalyzing you, I think you feel like you maybe have more trouble in those situations. I watch you, like when you come to the ballpark or you're at a live, people love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and you interact really well. I don't think you give yourself enough credit.
I agree.
I think you will thrive in this situation. This is tonight.
Tonight.
I think you're going to be fine.
This is a good bit here.
The money part of the money it, part that is... could get a little
so tricky. If I'm sitting next to Shiel Seidler, and amazing. She's raising her paddle... Do I just egg her on?
Maybe she'll get my birthday
maybe
present.
Maybe she will.
But to your point, maybe there will be ultimately some smaller
the movie
budget
night.
Items.
Oh, Hannah, like hope you're baskets, ready, for, hope you're like ready for a movie night.
You could also, throw up your paddle and what happens, happens.
I come in tomorrow, I'm like, guess who owns a brand new Rolex Submariner watch for $13,000? Somebody said in the chat, go full top hat. Full top hat tuxedo. Just show up like a big dumb idiot. So that's tonight. So again, Paulie, I
Shiel just kind of slouches in the chair when you walk in. Like,
these are my
you're
guests.
In the Dumb and Dumber suits.
Ooh, Christian makes a good point. Just place the very first bid. Do I have 4,000? Yes, you do, right here. You know I'm going to win it. You know I will.
Oh, yeah. You can't play that game.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
So, yeah. All right. Well,
That's great. What a wonderful...
Such an honor, man.
What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful invite. That's all.
It was very special to me. Very special.
You are notorious for Ambien purchases.
Correct.
Take a little Ambien, get a little loopy.
Can you imagine?
And you have no idea what you bought. So, pop an Ambien like 20 minutes after you get there.
Yeah.
And let Hannah drive home. And let's just see what you got.
See what happens. I'm running around pantsless at the Lucky Duck Foundation. No, I promise, if Shiel, if you're listening, I will not embarrass you. I probably won't say five words. So I'm very, very honored and touched to be included and asked. And it's going to be a really special night. And look forward to spending some time with Shiel. I've talked to her briefly. But I had when I met Shiel for the first time and the only time, we did the whole show about Peter. We love Peter.
Yeah.
she thanked us and wrote me a really sweet email and sent me a really nice package for all the guys. And it was really, really a sweet moment. And so it's been part of the reason I've acted the way that I've acted this year is because Peter never panicked. Every time we talked, he never panicked. He just was not a guy that panicked about this baseball team. And so I've tried to take some of those lessons from him this year. But first time I met her, I got to talk to her. And I remember out of the corner of my eye, my dad was with me down on the field. And he was talking to A.J. Preller. So I was listening to her, but I wasn't hearing her because all I could hear was my dad behind me like, "So you look? What are you looking at in the market? Do you like a catcher?" And I'm just like, I had to play interference there, so I wasn't able to really get in deep with her. And I'm very excited to spend some time with her tonight, and just again, very, very touched and honored.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Not as much fun as the roundtable is going to be here in about 10 minutes.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, they got me in here. You know, I'm not used to sitting in traffic to get here because I very rarely drive during rush hour times, like in this city in general. I just don't.
I never do either.
I just don't.
And when I do, I lose my mind.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's
on the
15 brutal.
There. It was 9:30 and yep. It's still backed up. So they got me here. Yeah.
Got you here.
Ben out.
Tony on the road. You're in the round table
yes.
today. And you're not in
the bullpen.
Are you?
No.
Andy
not that
Sosa.
I know of.
Okay.
Did you tell Adam it's your day off?
He knows.
Okay.
Since when does he care?
But you know what Adam does. It's not a demand.
It's an ask.
It's not a must. It's an ask. Now, it's not even a really aggressive ask at all. There's not even usually like a double up on the ask.
We don't know what that means. We only get aggressive asks.
Yeah. See, I don't. I just get asked. And if I didn't want to do it, he would say, "All good."
See,
but like, there's like a slight. You know,
he has a really good
slight,
way. He has a good way about him.
Yeah.
Where he's
almost so nice to me.
Yeah.
At least about it. That it makes me,
of course,
want to do it.
He does the thing to me, and he always starts with the preamble of, "Listen, you can say no if you want to," and I'm like, "Well, now I have to say yes because I'm a big old yes man. I like to help as much as I can." But he gets me almost every time with that. Now to the point though where I'm like, I can't. Sometimes I'm like, I just can't do it, man. There's just no way. I tell you guys what he did to me the other day. He told me I could tell this story. So I. What was it, Paulie? Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. I had a rough one. I woke up early, got here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was not feeling great, just not having a good day. And he came in after the show, and he's like, "You good?" I'm like, "No, not really. I'm just kind of just having a rough one." He's like, "Oh, sorry, man. If there's anything I can do," I go, I need to sleep, dude. I'm cashed." And he said, "Okay, yeah." So I did my production, went home, fell asleep. I got right in bed, laid down, 11:15. Phone rings. It's Adam. I go, "Hello? Hey. Hi. What are you up to?" "Nothing. Just chilling. Hey, I just wanted to let you know. If you need anything, I'm here for you." And I said, and I go, "Oh, thank you, man." And he said, "Did I wake you up?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, no." I go, "I told you the one thing I needed was sleep." He called me right in the middle of my sleep. He felt so terrible. I go, "You know what, man? It's fine. I got up. I had lunch. I went back to bed. Everything was fine."
But he is that kind of guy.
He is that kind of guy. He's a sweet angel. Sweet angel. So hopefully I don't embarrass the entire crew tonight, Paulie, at the gala.
I think you're going to do great.
And we'll have some.
I would figure out this dress thing, though.
That's
fixable.
I almost want to drive by at 5, see what everyone else
bring like three different
and
outfits.
And then run home and change. It's fairly close. Run home and change and be like, because I don't want to be overdressed, but I certainly don't want to be underdressed.
But I think you could roll with a suit, no tie, and probably be okay, even if you're a tad overdressed. Yeah. I'd rather be a tad overdressed than underdressed.
I'm with Samuel.
So I
will tell you, I really mean it. From a social perspective, I don't think you give yourself nearly enough credit.
Well, we'll see.
You to me are like a chameleon. Like you can fit in any type of environment, setting, crowd.
Well, we'll see. This is a different
and,
one.
And Hannah too.
Yeah, this is a different one for
They're
me tonight.
You're gonna be fine.
So just to bring it all back home here before we got about a minute left, we kind of alluded to something that we did for Benny or two
Benny with for him. Yeah.
On his trip up to LA this weekend to do a little golf. And Woods, you said you texted Ben. You said the thread with all three of us. You said, Benny, just remember, we love you. Ben's responded.
What did he say?
He said, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
He already knows.
He knows something's up.
He has no idea what.
No idea what.
But we will tell you that whole story 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll have some bring in my new, maybe a new sailboat or something that I buy tonight. You never know what's going to happen at the Lucky Duck. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Hey, it'll be for a good cause.
Yeah, 100%. The best cause. The best cause.
Hey, what would Peter Seidler do?
Go for it.
Exactly. What would Peter Seidler do?
Go for it.
Just live like Peter.
All right. Tonight. I will. Believe you me. Enjoy that Rolex. We'll be in tomorrow. Roundtable's next right here on 97.3 The Fan.